Black pro-life activist, protecting black babies from Planned Parenthood as 2019 civil rights movement. By Robert Krajcik on March 8, 2019. Elizabeth Parker, regional coordinator for Students for Life at Mississippi Valley State University, described Planned Parenthood's targeting of black women for abortion procedures as the civil rights movement's newest frontier. Parker joined Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight for an interview with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Listen. Parker told Breitbart News how she informs students at historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, about Planned Parenthood's origins and the eugenicist ideology of its founder Margaret Sanger. I was able to give some history about how and why Planned Parenthood was started, and why Margaret Sanger started the eugenics movement. She literally sterilized people. Margaret Sanger literally started a movement to decrease the black population, to decrease the unwanted and the undesirables, whether that be low income or the mentally disabled, but very specifically the black community because we were growing at a rapid rate. Ultimately, out of racism as well, she began the eugenics movement where, let's just be blunt with it, it's sterilizing people, but very specifically black people. What she ended up doing was getting the law on her side at some points. There were times when young black girls would come into the hospital, and they would be unwed, and they would have their babies and immediately someone would come in and tell them, you have to be sterilized. Parker shared an anecdote featured in the documentary film's Moffat 21. There's one particular case that if you've never seen the film, Moffat 21, I definitely suggest you take a look at that great documentary. Anyone can find it on YouTube. There's one particular testimony where one of the black women who was sterilized during that time. She was 13, and she had her baby, and she was living with her grandmother. And they specifically told her grandmother, if you don't sign off on allowing us to sterilize her, we're going to take away your food stamps. Of course her grandmother didn't fully understand what she was signing, because she was illiterate, but she went ahead and signed it as it the only means of survival as far as being able to provide for her and her new great-grandchild. They ended up sterilizing this young girl, who grew up and eventually wanted to start to continue her family. And she found out that she was unfortunately a part of the eugenics movement and could not have any more children outside of that one child she had, a son, when she was 13. Margaret Sanger's racial eugenics vision is at the foundation of Planned Parenthood, explained Parker. Margaret Sanger saw that she couldn't keep getting away with that. So she turned that into the Planned Parenthood abortion movement that literally plants themselves in minority black communities, Parker said. Parker added, most Planned Parenthoods across the country aren't found in well-to-do neighborhoods. You're going to find them in run-down urban areas where people are struggling. How have you helped them? Asked Parker of Planned Parenthood. After they've had abortions, how have you helped them? How is that helping them? Are they any better off? Have you helped them with their poverty issues? Are you helping finish school or medically? Parker went on, are you helping them or just taking their money and killing their children? And the answer is yes. They're taking their money and killing their children. The help that allegedly comes that they say they're providing is not being provided. Parker continued, there are more stories of women who've gone in and had abortion and regretted them than there are women who say, this hasn't fazed me and I'm living my best life, now. The volume of abortion performed on pregnant black women amounts to a new form of self-induced lynching, assessed Parker. It's almost like a new deception. I don't know if you've heard the phrase, lynching is for amateurs, and it almost feels like they found a new way to begin to lynch us. And I know that sounds pretty harsh, but it's the truth. So they don't have to hold the noose anymore. They have fooled the minority community into literally taking the use and almost using it on themselves by walking into the clinic and paying for these procedures, these abortions. Combating abortion among blacks is a new front for the civil rights movement, determined Parker. At the end of the day, the civil rights movement is still very much alive, because we have to fight for this when it should just be a basic human right. So it's very much a part of the civil rights movement. Now we are fighting for truth to awaken the minority community and they are waking up. As we fight to bring truth, then there is a fight to now enact and see that the civil rights of not just those that are here are protected and acted, but those who are on their way to being here, those are yet to come, and the pre-born. It's very much still a civil rights movement going on. No little girl grows up dreaming of the day she'll have an abortion, concluded Parker, and that is true, I believe, for any woman who has looked at abortion. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.